those targeted ads you get on social media, are they beneficial or are they just really creepy? They found that 33% of the time, the ads that you get are inaccurate and don't have anything to do with you. Isn't that strange?
I feel like I see the same three or four ads on streaming and so forth, like on my television, all day long. So either they're trying to get me or they're just trying to break me.
Yeah, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how accurate ours are. So everybody go to your Instagram. Okay. Scroll down. Yeah. All right, producer John, let's start with you. Go down. What is the first ad you see?
I'm still going. Let's see. Nope. Oh, yeah. Google Project Management Professional Certificate.
Are you looking for a job?
Is that looking for a new training for a new job. Changing careers again.
Yeah, so like you said, has nothing to do with me or anything that I'm doing. So yeah, it doesn't work. I'm one of the 33%. Oh dear. Oh no.
That was telling.
Right. No microphone on his phone ever caught him talking about the fact that he needs new employment.
Right. This is a little weird.
That got that really awkward right there.
That's funny.
Mine just popped up for a new show on Stars called, you know what? This is the Anne on Raven account. That's why.
Okay.
So the Anne on Raven account on mine, I was saying, like, this has nothing to do with me. It's Stars and it's the Serpent Queen. Which one of us is on our Instagram account looking at, like, shows and stuff?
Yeah,
that's certainly not me.
Yeah, the Serpent Queen's got nothing to do with you at all.
Is anybody still watching Stars?
I don't know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was actually still on.
Wait, I'm going to go to my personal
one.
I'm
going to be real.
My first one that pops up is a boxing gym. I guess that makes sense. A boxing gym? Because I was into fitness for a while.
Every time you talk about fitness now, you talk about like how it was a lifetime ago. You talk about it in the past tense. So does your phone not figure that out?
I guess my phone hasn't caught up with the fact that I haven't gone to the gym in a year. I guess it doesn't know. But I remember
but
the time when I did.
You keep talking as if you do.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Sean, what's your ad? What's your first ad?
So the first ad that popped up for me was about tiny home living, which makes a lot of sense because I do have a lot of tiny home pages and I do follow a lot of tiny homes.
Really? You're into that?
I love the idea. I'm a minimalist. Minimalist.
I got there. I mean, if you had a tiny home, where would you park it? All right. That's just my first question, because whenever I'm flipping through and I see the show, I'm curious. I like to see a mini oven, a mini fridge. But then I just think about the sun that never leaves my backyard.
I'd park it anywhere I want. I can make my home.
So you mean your parents?
Right here in his parking lot. Anywhere.
All right. So that was accurate. Clearly, John's about finding a new job was accurate.
Right.
Mine was, you know, it's just outdated, but I guess somewhat accurate. How about yours, Raven? What's your first one?
I'm split as to whether or not this is accurate because it's got not only betting on here, so it's got FanDuel on here. You know, NFL season kicks off tonight.
Look, mine just popped up with that too.
And
that must be for everybody.
And it's got DraftKings, but then it also has Reader's Digest after, which I thought they buried with Truman. So
wait a minute. They're like, wait a minute, here's an old guy. Give him Reader's Digest.
Right. If he survives the football betting, right, he can parlay that into reading the drama section of Reader's Digest.
I guess like the 33% inaccuracy is somewhat accurate, I guess, right?
That sounds pretty vague.